Mi nombre es Leslie Díaz, soy de Carolina, Puerto Rico. Yo vivía en la urbanización Savannah Gardens hace 5 años.
I used to live in a neighborhood called Savannah Gardens. I have baked cakes all my life, and I used to bake cakes and work at a baking shop. I used to live there with my husband and the two children that are my niece and my husband's son. For fun, we liked to go out and, be with the kids whenever they rode bikes and take them to the movie theaters, just be together with my cousins and the kids. At first, they were telling all of us to stay calm because usually what happens is that a hurricane might come to the island, but then it changes trajectory. So after we realized that it was coming, we were very nervous, especially for the children. And because of how the children were feeling, it would make us feel even more nervous. We understood that this hurricane was what it was. Around 5 a.m., we began hearing the winds howling outside, and we would sneak through the windows and notice the debris flying off from other houses. Our house was really comfortable. It had 3 rooms. It had the family room, a big kitchen. There was a lot of water in the house, especially the room where we had the kids, the room that I thought would not flood, did. It was the room that flooded the most. We actually had the most important documents, personal documents, birth certificates, social security cards, and all of that. There was water everywhere in the house. After the hurricane, it was terrible. There were so many lines to wait for anything that we wanted to buy, and the gas station. It was a desperate situation. November 30th, that was the day that I came here to Tampa. We firstly came to my mother's house, and after we were approved to go and move into a hotel based on one of FEMA's approaches to help us, I came to the hotel first alone with the children. I was alone with 4 children, and it was a funny situation, actually, because they thought it was a vacation because we were at a hotel. My husband stayed for a few more weeks because he had to deal with things that had happened to the house. And it was difficult for me to find someone to take care of them while I began working. The process for moving from the hotel was a little bit difficult, but when it happened, the kids were so happy. However, they were sort of sad because they weren't going to have pool days anymore at the hotel. But it was difficult for me in terms of applying. They would give me applications, and then I would find out that there were so many others that I had to pay for the application and wait and wait. But when I told the family that we finally were going to have a house for ourselves, they were very happy. The first job that I started here was cleaning, in a cleaning service at night. And then after that, I went to work at a school cafeteria for a while. I'm now baking cakes, and now I'm doing telemarketing work. I do miss Puerto Rico and Carolina, and also the food, but my children are way better here than they were in Puerto Rico. There are a lot of feelings when I think about my transition with the family here. I feel sadness. However, I am very proud of myself because I came here by myself with them and I juggled these 4 jobs. So, in a way, it just makes me feel proud that I was able to do all of it. In a year, I hope to have and open my own bakery. So, that's my mission for now.
Esa es mi meta por ahora.